Lesson 6. Questions and Answers. The Power of Detachment and Surrender.
We've had the alarm clock for the first awakening, and now comes the real awakening. For some people at Hollyhock, good morning. That may also be the alarm clock because it's 7 o'clock in the morning there. Austin, I don't know, it's 8 or 9 o'clock there. You may be half awake. Here everybody is fully awake in one sense and perhaps also in another sense of the word. As you may have noticed, laughter was an important and is an important part of our gathering. It's very liberating, particularly to laugh at the human condition and to laugh at one's own mind patterns, because it implies that you've taken one step back, a retreat, and have seen your own patterns or your own drama that's produced by the mind patterns. And when you recognize drama as drama, it becomes also funny. Awakening, so, is not a serious business. If you make it serious, then you've gone astray somewhere and the mind is trying to do something. Awakening, a synonym for that, of course, is enlightenment. Another beautiful word, which in the English language, as it so happens, implies two things. There's light in there, enlightenment. It implies light, the light of consciousness, the clarity, the awakened consciousness, the clear seeing, and it implies lightness in the sense of lack of heaviness, gravity, weight, which includes seriousness. Because the mind-made me, the egoic self, takes itself very seriously. It also takes itself and it's very seriously in its attempt to become enlightened. So humor, right humor, not egoic humor. Egoic humor also exists. It might be to laugh at somebody else and think, oh, I'm much, by comparison, I am much more intelligent than this silly person.